About 35 years ago, when I came in to be Mashgiach in the Bais Medrash, I'm not the acting Mashgiach now, but then I started saying a shir in the mitzvahs. And I used the Sefer Charedim as the launching pad, because Sefer Charedim has a Sefer on the Tayag mitzvahs. There are Rishonim who wrote in the Tayag mitzvahs. You have the Rambam and the Sefer mitzvahs curtains, the Gadol. You have the Chinuch, but they go according to the Seder of the Torah, or according to topics. But the Sefer Charedim did a very original thing. He arranged the mitzvahs according to the Eivarim, to the organs of a person's body, starting with the head and then the heart and then the other Eivarim. There are mitzvahs that are tali bereish, and of course v'gisa b'yayman v'layla taira is bereish. There are mitzvahs which are belev. Tfila is belev. The Gemara says, every Eiva has its mitzvah. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, that you have to learn Krishna and know that there are Remach Teves, 248 words in Krishna. And each one of these 248 words is the source of life, of neshamadika life, to one of your Eivarim. And with learning Krishna, we mekabel oil malchus shemayim over all our Eivarim. Every Eivar is mekabel oil malchus shemayim to function, and in the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it to function, and to do the Rabbeinu Shalom's Ratzon. But in general, there are many Eivarim that are the main Eivarim for a grouping of mitzvahs. Like the lev is one of the Eivarim of a person, but the lev also has a group underneath it. All the mitzvahs that are tali b'lev, all the mitzvahs that have a shaychus with emotional avdus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, like tefillah, dveikus bat Hashem, uvay sidbak, such mitzvahs are b'lev. To ahavas Yisrael, we have to l'reacha kameicha, Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahavas HaTorah. Such mitzvahs, emotional mitzvahs, are under the jurisdiction of the lev, besides the very specific mitzvah of the Ramach Eivarim, which the lev is in charge of. So there are mitzvahs that are tali bereish, mitzvahs that are tali belev, mitzvahs that are tali b'yadayim, b'ragalayim, mitzvahs that are tali b'peh, b'yainayim, and so on. So the Charedim arranges the mitzvahs according to the Eivarim, and it starts off with a lev. The first mitzvah in the lev is emunah, to believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So about 35 years ago, I started teaching the Sefer Charedim, and as we learned the mitzvahs, we learned them more be'iyun, came to a point where we just covered several mitzvahs a hozman. I made notes of my shiurim, And then, as I added more notes, I was able to teach less and less mitzvahs. Until it came to a point where I just taught one mitzvah, the mitzvah of emuna, from Miyam Kippurim Zad Yom Kippurim Abaleinu L'Tayva, the entire year. And the year isn't enough. Emuna is the yesod of all the mitzvahs. A person can think, I believe in Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Yeah, what's more to it? No, there's a lot to it, very much to it. As you are, Emes Hashem, going to find out in the course of our sessions. Talking about Emuna is a very important thing. Yirmiyahu HaNavi mussels the Yidden, and he says, Avda HaEmuna, their Emuna is lost. Nichrasa mipihem. They don't talk about it. You're supposed to talk Emuna. You're supposed to keep on fortifying your Emuna. You're supposed to keep on giving extra nutrition to your Emuna. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shchan Eretz Ure'ei Emuna. Raise your Emuna. Give it food. Give it its nutrients. Emuna is something that has to be fortified constantly. Just like in Gashmias, we can't say I'm going to eat breakfast and that's going to last me my whole life. No, you have to eat breakfast over and over and over again, every day. The same thing with Emuna. You have to fortify your Emuna, because there are opposing factors that challenge your Emuna, that you, especially nowadays, that you always have to fortify it. So we have to talk a lot about Emuna. As I gave the series of these shiurim, the Bachrim listened. Some had a tendency to listen more attentively, some less attentively. And then I met these Bachrim later on in life, 10 years after, 20 years after, 30 years after. And they thanked me for the Shiurim and Emuna, that because when you go into life, you're going to find that your Emuna will be challenged. And you have to be prepared. You have to be equipped. You should know what you should answer to the Apikairis. And the Apikairis isn't Dafke, the one facing you. The Apikairis can be within one's heart, Chas v'Shalom. And he has to know how to maintain his Emuna in good working condition. These younger lights, or even middle-aged men, they thanked me for the Shiurim and Emuna, because when Nisyanos came up, they were able to face these Nisyanos and be victorious in their Mulchama with these Nisyanos. They were equipped with the Inyanim of Emuna. The mitzvah of Emuna is the first one. Every mitzvah is written in the Torah. Oder amach mitzvah sasei, and the shasa mitzvah seloi sasei, we have in the Torah. It's the first one of the Aseres HaDibros, which makes us understand that it's the most important mitzvah. And therefore the Haredim starts off not with the head, but with the heart. And the first mitzvah, which is Tuluyah Belev, is Emuna. The first one of the Aseres HaDibros is to believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim. This is the mitzvah of Emuna, to believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We fortify our mitzvah, Menatayra, twice a day. by saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And it's a very important Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and the Chachamim added another two times Krishma and the Karbonis, and Krishma and Krishma Shalamita. So we say Shema Yisrael four times a day. In addition, the Chachamim were Masakin to say Shema Yisrael a fifth time on Shabbos and Yom Tov by Haitzras Sefer Torah. Maybe at a later time I'll explain Belineida why we say Shema Yisrael by Haitzras Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of Emuna already has a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, the Yad HaChazaka, and the Ramban, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of Emuna as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban says, no, it isn't one of the Tayag mitzvahs, because it's superior to the Tayag mitzvahs. It can't be included in the Tayag mitzvahs. It's higher than the Tayag mitzvahs. It's the yisaid, the foundation of the Tayag mitzvahs. If you believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that there is a mitzvah, a commander, then you can keep his Tayag mitzvahs, the commandments. But first you have to put down a yisaid that there is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you believe in him. And he's being mitzvah you to keep the Torah. After you have emuna, it's a prerequisite, it's a tnai to start keeping the tayag mitzvahs. Because if somebody keeps the tayag mitzvahs without emuna, he has no mitzvah. Then he's a misasik. He doesn't have any mitzvah. If somebody gives tzedakah, but he's an apikairis, he hasn't got the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because the mitzvah of tzedakah is to give tzedakah because Rabbeinu Shel Olam told you to. P'sayach tiftach es yadacha. But if he doesn't believe in Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he's giving charity but he's not giving tzedakah. It's not the mitzvah. So Shema Yisrael, the Ramban says, is not one of the tayag mitzvahs, but it's the tnai, the prerequisite, the yisai, the foundation of the tayag mitzvahs. If you believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then they have tayag mitzvahs for you. L'cha'ayre. It seems, on the surface, that the Ramban is right. Because a mitzvah, as translated, is a commandment. And it has to be written in a form of command, like every other mitzvah is written in the form of a command. There's a mitzvah to make kiddush on Shabbos, so the Torah says Zocher Asyam HaShabbos. You should utter words about Shabbos, the kaddushay, about the kedusha of Shabbos. And that's the mitzvah of Kiddush, and we finish off Baruch Hashem Mikadosh HaShabbos. You should do it. Do. Or if you build a house, make a fence on your roof so that nobody should be hurt. Vasisa, you shall do it. Or don't. Loisaychal kol ta'eva. Don't eat anything that's treif, that Rabbeinu Shel Olam despises. Te'eva. Lay seichel, don't eat. The mitzvahs are do or do not. But the mitzvah of Emunah is not written in such a form. It's not written in the form of do or do not. It's a statement. It's anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It doesn't say tam and you shall believe she'anoichi Hashem aleikecha. It's a statement which makes us incline to the shita of the Ramban that it's not in the mcheshbein of the Tayag mitzvahs. But the Rambam is the Rambam, and we have to try to ferent for the Rambam. So try with some hagdamas. We know that Toyoladis are like the Ovis. Generally, we learned by the Kama last year, right? So we say told this saying Kayaitza Behem. Toyoladis, the offspring, is like the Ovis. So let's say the parents have black hair. The children will have black hair. If they're blonde hair, the children will have blonde hair. Blue eyes, the children will have blue eyes. These are traits which are hereditary. It goes b'yerusha. Then there are traits which aren't hereditary. They are external traits that come from the outside. Like, for instance, if you learn the Balat in Bava Metzia, and you know that Balat, so that doesn't mean that your child is going to be born knowing Bava Metzia. This is an acquired quality. You get it from the outside. It isn't part of you. Knowledge is something which is acquired. The color of the hair is something which is hereditary. You get it by Yerusha. However, there are certain hereditary knowledges. There are certain things that go by Yerusha which are knowledge. Knowledge goes by Yerusha. In the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's world, a bee makes a hive. Did you ever see it? It's a wonderful structure, and with tiny chambers, thousands of chambers in the honeycomb, and it's a marvel how the bee makes such a structure. I couldn't do it. Maybe if I'd go to engineering school, I'd be able to duplicate it. But I don't know how to make that structure. It should be so perfect and so fitting. And a bee knows how to do it. Now, a bee lays an egg, and out of that egg comes another bee. And that bee, when it matures, also makes a honeycomb, this hive. Nobody taught it how to make it. How does a bee know? The mother didn't teach the offspring how to build. A beaver builds a dam in the pond. A beaver, a small little tiny beaver which is just born, if I would isolate it and put it into a little cage, and when it matures, I'd throw it into a pond, that beaver would build a dam. Whoever taught it? It's a feat of architecture. How does a beaver know how to build a dam? How does a spider know to make a web exactly in the same design as its mother did? It never saw its mother. The Teretz says there are certain knowledges, intelligences, which are b'yerusha. They're hereditary. They come down in a hereditary way. We are going to say, and we'll elaborate on that in Yisrael Hashem, that an emuna by a yid is a hereditary trait. A yid believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by instinct. It's a knowledge that a yidish neshama has because it's born a yid. You have kashas on that, I know. We're going Be'ezer Hashem to answer these kashas. But generally, a yid is born with emunah. Every yid believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, whether he says so or not. Every yid's neshama, who was standing on the Har Sinai, remembers how he heard on the Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Whether consciously, his fleshy brain remembers or not, but the neshama remembers. His subconscious remembers. Every yid believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world in 7 days in the Shivas Yemei Bereishis. But last week, when we read the account of Briyas HaOlam, we came to Vayechulu, and right after Vayechulu, we finished with Shivas Yemei Bereishis, it says, Eile Toledos HaShemayim V'Yaoretz B'Hibarim. And Rashi says, B'Hibarim D'Yaisi is B'Yavraham. Because of Avraham Avinu, the world was created. That means that when the world was created, there was still something missing. You needed Avraham Avinu to finish, to perfect Briyas HaOlam. What is Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu is the first Yid, the first one who believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Emuna in the Torah we find the first time by Avraham Avinu. V'hamin b'Hashem v'yachshaveh alei tzedakah. This is the first time that the word emuna is mentioned. He believed in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore we Yidin are called Maminim B'nei Maminim. We are believers, the son of the Maminim. Our Amunah traces all the way back through Har Sinai till Avraham Avinu. From Avraham Avinu, we inherited Amunah. Every Yid believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we vowed that every Yid believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, subconsciously at least. So Emuna becomes by him a fact. He believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So what's the mitzvah of Emuna that we believe? But le'idach gisa, how come we know Yidin who don't believe? Why are there Yidin who don't believe? So we have a kasha. That kasha is subject to a teretz, because there are certain things that are muchrach. It's absolute. It's absolute. It must be that way. And if you have a kasha, it doesn't mean that you have a pircha. It's only a kasha. The Rush gives a klal that wherever the Gemara asks a kasha and the Gemara remains kasha, that means that there's a teretz there. So you have a kasha. From the kasha shtapmanisht. A child, because of the experiences in his life, knows that everything, if you would release your grasp on it, it will fall down. A ball, open your hand, it'll fall down. A glass, open your hand, keep, be careful, it'll fall down. So he knows that everything falls down. So if you are going to bring him a helium balloon, no, with a Mazel Tov balloon, and who see that the helium balloon goes to the ceiling, he has a kasha. But that doesn't mean that things don't fall down. They still fall down, but he has a kasha. So we'll answer that kasha, Emias Hashem. But we are children of Avraham Avinu, and from him we yashend our emunah. So every Yid actually believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And there's a certain spark of emunah in every Jewish heart which can't be extinguished. The spark of emunah. Yes, Hashem, next Tuesday we'll elaborate on that and try to answer the kashas on this. Zayt gesund, have a tzlach.